there were people hoping against hope that Tyrone could do something, but the inevitable kind of happened. Is that...
Yeah, that's exactly it, Greg. I think that, you know, you hoping with Tyrone getting a good start and everything else that they would keep it up and everything else, and just, you know, the way they'll punish mistakes and the zonal defending that Dublin do, and just Niall Morgan's that one kick out that got caught and it made the difference. You know, McShane probably had a chance at the other end to put them 6-1 up, which would put a fair bit of pressure on. And then the fabulous kick out from Cluxon, he was put under a bit of pressure with the kicks before and just shows his leadership quality. And his kick out to Jack McCaffrey, just did McCaffrey moved on to it up the field, give it to Kilkenny, got that point to get back to 5-2. And then the kick out for the goal turned the whole thing. And I mean, they will... they will get you, you know, they'll get you. They'll, when they turn you, they turn the screw. And, you know, Tiernan McCann had moved out to the wing. He was marking Kieran Kilkenny to take a short kick out. And they just, Niall Morgan just didn't catch it right, the kick out and put into...
Was it a good call for the penalty in the end, do you think?
I thought it was a penalty, yeah. You have to say it was a penalty. Like Tiernan McCann's tackle on him when he came across him, caught him all right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
a lot of people were focusing on, oh, well, he got the ball. But that was really
it was,
the
it was Matty Donnelly that got the ball, actually. Yeah. You know, Matty Donnelly made a good tackle. Being just left to him, he might have got the tackle. But you have to give Mannion a lot of credit. You hear a lot of sports saying when you get injured and that there, you shouldn't take the kick afterwards as a free kick or not. He got off the ground and he put the penalty away very well. And, you know, I thought Conor Callan, the likes of young Howard and Conor Callan, these type of players, I think their average age of their forward line is something like 24 now. This is a team that if Donegal hadn't beat them in 2014, would now have 6 in a row and would be going next year for 7 in a row. And you consider that the age of the forward line is 24. And if people told you, Greg, a couple of years ago, that without, you know, Bernard Brogan, Dermot Connolly and Keane O'Sullivan, looks like his legs are gone, and Philly McMahon not playing well this last maybe 2 years, that they would have achieved what they've achieved.
It's a conveyor belt of talent, really, isn't it?
Yeah, they have.
That penalty, the game just felt like it was reset. You know, the excitement of maybe, you know, maybe Tyrone have come up, maybe Mickey Hart's come up with some sort of a master plan. Maybe he's actually done what people suggested. Maybe it's the only way they could beat this Dublin team. But as soon as that penalty went in, it was game over. I mean, it just felt like game over. And to be honest with you, I don't know your analysis, but did Dublin change after that penalty, or did Tyrone change after that penalty?
I don't think anything changed. We realised that. I think even when it was 5-1, it could have been 5 points all. They had a silly freeze, not like Dean Rock to miss the freeze. Yeah. They had a couple of easy chances in the goalkeeper's hands, a couple of bad wides, so they could have been level at that stage. You just knew it was going to happen. It's just a matter of when this whole thing is going to happen. The quality, you know, the quality of player that they have and everything else, and it's just, you know, the level they've taken it to, and it's really up to the, you know, probably Kerry more so now to try to stop them. You know, we
well,
feel
speaking
that
about Kerry, I mean, look at that team that won yesterday. I mean, that is potentially the future. You know, are other teams maybe starting to realise that this is a long term thing, that you have to be putting in a very sort of professional situation from a very you know, from very early on in the process?
Yeah, but even if you take Kerry, it's a long way back for them. I was even looking at that team yesterday when they were struggling in the middle of the field, and Galway should have been out of sight at half-time. Their defence not good enough, and that's the problem with Kerry is their defence. They don't have these defenders, Greg, that's making the difference. And, you know, they have a lot of work to do. Now they come up against Dublin, that blue jersey and everything else, you know, in a final, an Iron Final, something can be a difference, all right, with Kerry players the way they are. You know, they'll be there wanting to stop them. The older Kerry team that did the 4-0 will be putting a lot of pressure on this new manager to get it, the county board to get it right and everything else to do that. But I just think that, you know, looking at Dublin, it's the way they play and the players in the field, and they make that decision on the field themselves. And the likes of Conor Callan and Brian Howard, these young players, they are fabulous footballers. Like that Brian Howard could play anywhere. He could play in the forward lane, play in midfield, play him in defence. We saw the catch he made then. They're producing these quality players and at that level, you know. And it's, you know, suppose we look at the hurling. The hurling's been brilliant, and you know, next year you have 6-7 teams could win the hurling. It's hard to even see past anybody beating this Dublin team next year the way
they're
going.
You wouldn't get any odds even on it now. After the game, Mickey Hart said he used words like damage limitation. He referenced the semi-final from last year. In reality, was that really part of his strategy going in to not fold and really to sort of put up as good a fight as possible? I mean, do you think that was telling at all?
Well, I thought, looking at the Tyrone team, and remember the teams he had before, and he changed him, he had the tools.
Yep.
He had quality footballers.
Pull a surprise.
Yes, yeah. He had the McMahons, he had the Ryan McMenamins, the Philly Jordans, the Peter Canemans, the Stephen O'Neills, the Owen Mulligans, the Brian Doers, the Brian
McWins. Some team you mentioned.
Yeah, they were, was a team. He didn't have the tools this time. Yeah. I mean, look at Donegal. When we were 4 points up in Ballyvee, we should have saw the game out. We should have won that match. Monaghan probably should have beaten them. So we look at Donegal, Tyrone, and Mullen. We look at the three Ulster teams. Look at any of the three of them could end up in the All-Ireland final. I just think it was a good achievement for Tyrone to get there. I just don't think he had, you know, he just didn't have the tools. I mean, it's harder the tools to play against that Dublin team. A lot of teams have played them. But look at next year, it's a new year. Teams, you know, you look at other teams, you know, you say, where is Kerry going to be? Galway, can they improve on this year? And we look at the Ulster teams. I think, you know, we're lucky to have Dublin, Greg, because otherwise it would be very hard to watch Gaelic football at the minute, only for we have Dublin.
I've heard a few people say that, and it's mostly people that are in coaching or have played the game or have, you know, have a real knowledge of work and knowledge of the game. And the same people were saying to me, Dublin need to win this final, because if they don't, it would be, you know, it wouldn't be good because they're the best team by a mile, and if they didn't win, it's...
Well, we go back to the famous 2011 game that Donegal played them on the 8-6, and everybody was saying puke football and the worst football ever and everything else. Look at it, and then Donegal, it was a shock to the system at the time. Donegal, Jim McGuinness, Rory Gallagher, these men came up with this system. It was a shock, but we didn't expect it to last as long, and it's still there. Mm. And that's why coaches now want to see this Dublin team winning, because we do want a change of Gaelic football. We saw some very good, like the Mainor game yesterday. We do want Gaelic football to go back there. I know some people say, well, look, this is the way it is. Because what's happened with this defensive football and taking players back, it's given every team a chance, but it's terrible to watch.
Yeah. And people it brings everyone down to a low level.
And you can go and have a cup of tea and watch it, and they're still passing the ball square and back and everything else. So we just need something next year, and we need someone next year. But look, it's great to have that Dublin team. I know people are giving out about them, everything else about them, Greg, but I think it's brilliant that we have them, because they're great to watch, and I think that's what we want our young people watching. And we want to try, look at Kerry dominated way back in the early 80s, and you had Ulster dominated in the early 90s and everything else. It'll happen, and you know, hopefully, look at it, will change.
Brings the other, you have to come up to that level, not try and bring them down.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what you want.
The future of Tyrone management, you talked about Mickey Hart with the tools he had available to him. Well, he got to an All-Ireland final, not an embarrassing result either as such. So really, going forward, would you maintain that he is the best placed person to get the most out of what's available in Tyrone?
Well, what I thought going back, Greg, to the Meath game, the day the Meath, and when they got the equaliser, there wasn't a big cheer in Meath that day, and I just said, and it was probably the Tyrone people, a lot of Tyrone people wanted Mickey to step away from it. They felt that the time was right at that stage. Now the fact that what he achieved and everything else, and I think the players all want him, the players are supporting everything else. And the worrying thing you have at that stage, and you see it, you know, you see it in different places. We saw it even in Arsenal. You saw it, Eamon Fitzmaurice said it about Kerry, where it seeps down to the players. The pressure that's put on people wanting them, the supporters wanting the manager out, seeps down to the players, and that puts pressure on the players. And when that happens, it's definitely time to go. And that definitely was a stage during the year. It was like that for Tyrone, that they wanted Hart out, the Tyrone people wanted Hart out, the supporters wanted Hart out. But look at it, it's changed now. I think they've changed turn. The way I look at it is, and we take Ipswich Town, they got rid of Mick McCarthy and they were giving out about him, and now they're bottom of the division. If they had Mick, to be different. I think, you know, if there's nobody better there, and there's nobody better there, I think, you know, we should stay on. And I think it comes down to the players. If the players want you to stay on, supporting as a manager, I don't think the supporters in that there with no disrespect them. I think it's really down to the players. Mm. And if the Tyrone players want them, they're happy with them, they're happy with the setup, I think he should stay on.
Okay. Someone texting in here mentioning the population of the country, that they play their games at home and all this kind of stuff. Is that overcomable? Can we overcome that? Can other teams around the country get past what this caller's concerned of? They've got a massive population, they've got the cream of the crop, they've got all the money, they've got home advantage in a lot of the games. What's your view?
Listen, people say that. You know, somebody said there's a field back of somebody's house and that Dublin team could play in it, it would make no difference. I think they showed this year when they went to, you know, they came to home and they got the pitch shortened in and everything else. It didn't matter. They're great footballers and they play anywhere. Look at the advantage of playing at home. I remember growing up, all I wanted to do was play in Croke Park.
What about the population?
Everybody wants
then,
to play
though?
In Croke Park. Well, listen, the population, I mean, we look at it. I was just listening to a radio station coming over today over here, Greg, and it's funny that they haven't got the biggest GAA population in the country. I think Cork maybe have even more, and maybe Kerry might be close to. So look at it's the work they're putting in. Yeah, people say they have the money. If we look at the sponsorship, they get maybe 5 million over a certain time and everything else. But it's how you use that, how they're using it well. And suppose even I think the hurling people are worried that their hurlers will start getting up there as well and start competing and making them. There was a time that Dublin, you know, there was Dublin weren't there. They weren't at the table. And it was people say then Kerry, so we're giving out about Kerry. So look, I think enjoy it, enjoy what these players are taking to it, enjoy what they're about, and they're very modest, decent, very good bunch of young fellas.
Finally, we need to get some things right next year, though. Ticket prices, the quality of football, lots of other different things like that. Because I do think people are, and you talked a little bit about the buzz leading up to this game and some of the buzz in our own county leading up to some big games. It could be a thousand things, but there's certainly stuff that needs to be looked at in that regard, don't you? Just for the game itself and for the future of the game.
Yeah, we need to look at the thing and we need to try to... We know we did need it. Maybe people talked about 13 a side will improve it. Definitely will with the level of... And we need to take a good look at the game because we have some great games at underage. Mm. We have some great, great games at different levels, but we need that excitement back. It's the way... The difference in hurling is the ball travels, you can travel 100 yards, you know, 100 metres. In Gaelic football, that doesn't happen. So we have to tweak the whole thing and take a good look at it. You know, it's very hard to referee, hard to do anything, and it's not enjoyable, exciting, and we need to get that back, you know, get that excitement back. Hopefully next year will be the year, Greg.